Cheers.
So, Brett, we're getting to the end of 2023 for Two Drinks Cinema.
So what are we going to do for 2024?
Well, as our Christmas list has proved, going just by anniversaries isn't great.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. So, I had an idea.
Okay.
Listeners, let us know what movie you want us to review.
Yeah, yeah.
We are going to put all the movies into a hat.
Yep.
I have a Willy Wonka-style hat, so there's a movie reference.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll just pull one out each week.
Will it also come with, like, a child that was killed in a chocolate factory?
No, it won't.
Okay, that's all good.
All right. It won't, or any bubble gum or any dancing Oompa Loompas.
Oh,
it won't come with that.
Okay.
Hugh Grant or otherwise.
All right.
Okay.
So people should write in, say, hey, Brett, I don't think you've done enough Bette Midler movies. How about you do this one? Yeah.
If they are going to write in, make sure they do it on a stamped self-addressed envelope.
Yeah.
So people can send it back to us. That's going to be 2024.
Good.
We've got some on our list already. We've already actually got one listener suggestion.
Really?
Prior to this idea coming to
us. Great.
So if you want us to review your movie, then get onto us on the socials or comment on the YouTube channel and let us know what you want to hear from us in 2024.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, listeners.
Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. We are 2 out of 3 brothers just talking about stuff with maybe some recommendations.
Yeah, probably.
We're broadening the topics a little bit.
Yeah.
In that we're not really doing topics.
We'll still have some regular topics.
Yes.
But because all we basically do is watch television and movies.
Well, that's basically life for us. And then we also...
Or occasionally drive to other places.
Yeah, we do other things. One of those other things is drink.
We don't... This is... Yeah, we do that. Who am I kidding?
This is a mixed vodka... And it is sweet raspberry mango. I've got something to say about mango shortly. This is Mishka.
I have something to say about mango as well.
It's made in Australia from local and imported ingredients for Pinnacle Drinks, 26 Waterloo Street, Surry Hills, New South Wales. So as much as it is called Mishka, it is not Russian.
Okay.
All right. So it is mixed vodka, which is, I assume, where Mishka comes from, unless that's the name of the boss's dog. This flavour is sweet raspberry mango. It caught my eye, as did the fact
reduced
that it was on special at Dan's.
Nice, thanks, so, Dan. Chuck that in there. Give
in
it a
the
crack.
Two Drink Cinema stubby holders.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's actually pretty good.
It's fake.
It's fake, but it's nice.
Very fake,
just like me.
But nice, yes.
Mm.
I'm okay with that.
I'd eat them. I mean, I'd probably drink them as well.
Well done, Mishka.
If you froze them and then I'd eat them.
Yep. Okay.
That's nice. I'll have two of them.
Not tonight because we're recording four episodes and you've got to drive home. I know you don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah. All right, let's eat something though to balance out the alcohol.
Yeah. I was going to go straight into mangoes.
Well, we can.
So I bought a new flavour of Pringle because...
Okay.
Look, I only eat one flavour of Pringle, sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onion. Guess but what my favourite Pringle is though?
Fucking original.
Original.
Jesus Christ. I didn't mind those spicy ones we had once.
If sour cream and onion...
Oh, this guy's winking at me.
If sour cream and onion was the best flavour of Pringle, it would be original.
No... Because original's not good enough, so then they had to make sour cream and onion.
But why would you not launch with the best flavour?
Well, it's like how Arnott's did. They changed the shapes, and then they brought back the original recipes of all the shapes because they, if you don't break, don't fix it.
Well, is that our big question? Have more flavours of crackers / chips come because plain... is not good enough.
I do like an original Pringle.
I just have to fix the camera because something's making it wobble and I'm feeling like anyone on YouTube might be getting seasick.
Okay, that's great. We're going to keep this in, folks. This is a little behind the scenes peek of two out of three, two brothers, whatever we're called.
Two out of three brothers.
Yeah.
Which will come to our name shortly.
It's still wobbling.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're having an earthquake. We had two earthquakes in the last week. Two in one night in Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Like Wednesday night last week?
Nah.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Well, not for us. But my friend in Eltham felt them. And they were apparently in like the Gippsland.
Just going to put the lid back on because I've popped. And once I pop, I don't want to pop anymore because I don't want to stop.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's
go. Okay, so there's new flavors of Pringles. These are flame-grilled South American barbecue flavor because as we're learning from the chips, there's about eight different types of barbecue.
Well, this is, isn't it, the barbecue range.
Yeah, so they've got a World of Barbecue edition. Limited edition. And I don't know, I need a normal thing of Pringles because Mr. Pringle is winking at me.
Okay.
He doesn't usually wink at me.
Pringles logo. He does not normally wink.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, South American barbecue. Like,
try this little Brazilian I tried.
South America. Yep.
Yep.
South American or South America? Like the South of America or South America? Anyway.
No, that'd be Southern American.
Mm.
Cheers.
Yeah. No. No. Oh.
I went, yes, no, maybe.
I'm like that meme.
Yeah. Mm. Well. Sweet. They're sweet.
They do taste a bit like a shish kebab.
Oh, yeah. A mishka and a shishka. They do taste a bit Brazilian barbecue-y.
There's just not enough flavour.
Original. There's always enough flavour on original. Zero.
Salt. Lee also finds mayonnaise spicy.
I'm not a huge fan of mayo, not because it's spicy. I'm not that white, okay? I don't do spicy food, though.
Mm-mm. You'd have died this Kransky I had the other night. Hooey! I still ate the whole thing because it was really good. But by the end of it, I was like, does anybody want my second Kransky?
This cooking class I was teaching, they got to, you know, just create their own recipe. And they were like, oh, try this. And I tried it and I was like, ooh, some spicy in that one.
Mm.
And so the young people that were cooking, it was too spicy for me, but fine for them.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense.
So you were going to say something about mango.
So this is called a line extension, right, in the biz.
Okay.
I know that from Dave O'Neill and Kitty Flanagan's podcast.
Okay.
Where they taste snacks. Uh-huh. We're not ripping them off. We do other things. They just taste snacks.
Yep.
Not that we're better than Dave O'Neill and Kitty Flanagan in terms of podcasting.
I haven't listened.
They're good. They're funny. We know they're funny. So it's called a line extension, right? Solo now have some line extensions.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is Solo Lemon and Mango.
Okay.
And I have a bit of advice, a recommendation for food and drink brands.
Yep.
If you're going to make something that's different, it has to look different on the shelf. Because I'm sure the people at this burger restaurant I went to the other night just picked a whole lot of Solos off the shelf and put them in their fridge. This one looked exactly the same. There was a little bit of green and the word mango on the label.
Oh, okay.
But if you're just going, I'm just going to buy a slab.
Yep.
Or just buying a whole lot, you're not looking at each individual one to check
if it doesn't look immediately different. I wouldn't even break stride in the Coles.
Mm. That being said, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I liked it. Lemon and mango Solo. They also have these line extensions of Mountain Dew, but I'm not brave enough to try them yet.
I can't remember the last time I drank a Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is my go-to with the KFC.
Nah, mine is either a 7-Up.
Yep.
Or a Pepsi Max.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a Pepsi Max. I'll do a Coke, obviously.
If somebody said, do you want Pepsi or Pepsi Max, I'll take Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
If someone said Coke or no sugar, I just said classic.
But if Mountain Dew is an option, I'll take Mountain Dew over Pepsi or Pepsi Max. If okay. it's just Pepsi or Pepsi Max, then it's Pepsi Max.
Okay.
But Mountain Dew has caffeine in it.
Right.
Mountain Dew energized.
Yeah.
That's why all the gamers in the States, it's that thing. They just drink Mountain Dew and eat Doritos.
Okay.
What's your story about mangoes?
So I was out the other night and somebody was vaping. And they vaped. And I went, ooh, that smells good. And he goes, what flavor is it? And I go, passion fruit mango. And he goes, yeah. And I go, lime. And he goes, fuck off. I'm like, yep, nailed it. I have a good smell.
You could be on MasterChef.
No, just the smell.
Maybe you got my amount of smelling because I'm not good at smelling.
But also because I got passion fruit straight away.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I think there's probably mango in there. And then I'm like, what's the third thing that's going to go with that? It's either lime or Malibu. So I said lime.
Because they right. don't put coconut liqueur in a vape.
No, I don't think so. That's maybe they will in the future.
I'd get into it if they did. No, I wouldn't. Because vaping's about to be illegal. But we won't go there.
Right.
All right, well, good. We've both got mango stories this week.
Yep.
Oh, thankfully, something in
common.
Someone
with my nose.
I've started watching a new sitcom and I've stopped.
Okay.
Is it called
New Girl?
New Girl.
Oh, really?
Yep. Did you start watching it too?
No.
Okay, maybe it's because the last 2 weeks I've said I'm going to start watching New Girl.
When you say you stopped, how many episodes?
Probably like 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. So you gave it a decent crack.
I have given it a decent crack, but it's also like a 5-year thing. So I feel like if I watch all of season one, I should watch more than that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So New Girl started in 2011, and the pilot had Damon Wayans Jr. in it.
Oh, yes. We love Happy Endings. Happy Endings.
He didn't come back for the rest of the show.
Was that because he did Happy Endings?
Well, Happy Endings was also in 2011. I'm saying, even though New Girl is arguably more popular...
Oh, Happy Endings is better.
It is better. It is much better. So...
You have a recommendation for Damon Wayans Jr.?
Well, yeah, my recommendation was good choice. No. But New Girl, right? The premise is Zooey Deschanel has just broken up with her boyfriend.
Yep.
And somehow finds a 4-bedroom loft apartment in LA.
Yes.
That has 3 other men living there.
Yep.
Okay. Schmidt, Nick, and Damon Wayans Jr.
Yep.
Who has a name in the show. And the idea is the contrast between her being this reasonably innocent girl living with these 3 guys. And I know that the idea of the show is that the guys are douchebags at the start. And the writer in me is like, yes, allow for growth.
Yep. Okay.
But they're just really douchebaggy.
Okay.
And also like really sexist. Like it was 2011 and the way these 3 guys talk about women.
Yeah. And I'm just like, Schmidt gay?
No. He's meant to be like a metrosexual type character.
He just plays gay guys all the time.
Yeah. But his character is very much like metrosexual / fuckboy.
Okay.
Is Schmidt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which in 2011 is not really what you would want to put as a lead of your sitcom, in my opinion.
No.
And it's not like, look how much of a tool he is for being a fuckboy. It's just a part of his character.
Right.
So I found the whole thing really sexist. It's a little too silly past the point of reality. And there's a lot of yelling.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a bit of that. He yells a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Schmidt and Nick yell at each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Wayans Jr. only did the pilot and then went on to do Happy Endings. And so they replaced him with another basketball playing black guy.
Yep.
And then he was kind of like not explained. It's just like, oh, he's come back from playing professional basketball in Latvia at the same time that Damon Wayans Jr. moved out. So he's moved back in. He used to live with us. Oh,
they didn't just go, this is the same guy.
No, they made a different character.
It's the pilot. You can replace people.
Yeah.
Like Seinfeld.
Elaine wasn't in the first one.
Exactly.
They just made a different... So, yeah, Damon Wayans Jr. played Coach, which in itself is a bit of a stereotype. Mm. Like, the black guy is sports.
Yeah.
And Nick is a barman and Schmidt is a douche.
Well, that's what I like about Happy Endings. It's not quite the stereotypes. Winston,
who was a basketball player.
Terrible.
Yeah. So it went for 7 seasons and I lasted 7 episodes.
Right.
So I do not recommend, and I might get some hate for that because it's a very popular sitcom according to my TikTok algorithm, which is how I got onto it in the first place.
Okay.
Also, writers just don't write stereotypes. Like, people don't as much now, but surely in 2011 we were past that too.
Yeah, unfortunate.
What have you watched?
I watched a couple of new movies on Netflix.
Okay.
They're both pretty bad.
Mm.
One is Damsel.
I watched it as well.
Right, okay.
Mm. Yep.
The cast?
Actually, I'm only 3/4 of the way through it.
Oh, the cast? I'm not going to spoil anything.
The cast is names.
The cast is...
Nick Robinson, Robin Wright, Millie Bobby Brown...
Angela Bassett.
I don't think I saw her.
She's quite at the start.
Okay.
Like, she's her mum.
Okay, then yes, I saw her. Yep.
Acting is questionable.
Nick Robinson.
Including Angela Bassett's accent, which...
Yeah, I didn't know if there was meant to be one or not.
I don't know. I think it was she was kind of trying to be British, but then it didn't sound British.
And then she also had some... African sounding moments.
Yeah, and then Robin Wright was like Swedish, but nobody else was.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, we meant to think you're a good guy now anyway.
But Nick Robinson was also American.
Yep. Oh, he tried British. Didn't work.
He tried to soften his American.
The writing was bad. So some of the dialogue was just too modern.
Yep.
So the Millie Bobby Brown's sister at one point says, I love your castle. Maybe not in an ochre accent.
Maybe it's not sounding like an ochre game.
I really love it, like, a lot. That's the exact line that she said. So anyway, so there's this story about this thing and you have to sacrifice these girls and then she has to defeat a dragon that speaks English that spews lava, not fire.
Yeah.
But it's not a dragon, but it's a dragon.
But there's also spots that the dragon can't reach, but the lava could go down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it was just not great. And then Millie Bobby Brown just kind of screams for an hour. And then, yeah, there's a little, oh, this is really what happened at the end, but.
I like the premise of flipping the damsel in distress thing.
Yeah.
And I like this kind of bit in modern fantasy, but it didn't do enough for me.
I don't think so.
And Millie Bobby Brown seems to be a very talented actress.
Yeah.
Right? From what I've seen her do in Stranger Things. But outside of that, Enola Holmes is her doing Sherlock Holmes meets Fleabag.
Right.
And then this, it's just all really light and doesn't have great scripts and stories for her to work with.
I was going
to
say, I feel like she hasn't been choosing things with great scripts.
Well, Enola Holmes, and maybe she's got a Netflix contract extension from Stranger Things.
Maybe.
So Enola Holmes 1 and 2 are both on Netflix, and so is this damsel.
Maybe she does, because I can't think of anything else she's done.
No.
But yeah, then it was this weird thing and then she goes down and then there's these glowworm things that actually heal you and then it's just weird.
Okay, she's been in an episode of NCIS.
She was in an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Modern Family, Godzilla X Kong, that universe apparently.
Great.
So
I think she has a lot of potential. Maybe once Stranger Things is done, she'll just be like, I can do whatever I want now.
She's getting married to John Bon Jovi's son.
She is.
And the officiant, that's not the right word,
officiant
is going to be Papa from Stranger Things. Matthew Modine. He's going to officiate her wedding.
Who's that one again?
The bad guy that runs the experiments on her.
Oh, fucking hell, that's weird.
That's weird. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Papa! That was terrible. Actually, maybe she's not that good. Look.
Oh, I thought you said your impersonation was terrible.
No, that was a good impersonation.
That wasn't great.
That just her part of doing that in the thing was bad. Look, yeah, it's not great. Some of the effects are pretty bad. And the story is just kind of a bit like, huh?
Yeah.
And then it's Robin Wright was pretty good.
Look, I think the acting for what it is was all right.
Yeah, but it's just like, how much money did they spend on getting these people to do it?
Mm.
Like, it didn't need to be Nick Robinson.
No, it could have been anyone.
He's probably not getting that much money, though. Like, he's not a huge name.
No, he's not a huge name.
So, yeah. Not great.
Also, he doesn't strike me as a Prince Charming type.
No.
Yes, he's fairly good looking.
Not with that haircut.
He's not a Prince Charming.
No.
Like, Nicholas Galtzin is good looking, but also has a Prince Charming quality about him.
That's why he plays gay princes all the time.
Yeah, and well, he played a straight prince in the Cinderella.
A straight prince that sung and danced. It's borderline.
Sang and danced.
Danced.
Do we recommend Damsel?
Look, there's better action-y movies with women in them than that.
Okay. Can I watch, have I? Yes, I have watched something that you have watched and recommended.
Happy Endings?
Last year. We could watch Happy Endings again. Bros.
Oh, Bros. Yeah.
Bros. It was good.
Okay.
Not great.
I can't remember my thoughts. I think my thoughts were, it's all right, but I hate Billy Eichner.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reviewed it on our Letterboxd account. If you want to read and follow us on Letterboxd, it's at Two Drink Cinema. That's also where I've reviewed Dune 2 and something else I watched recently. So Bros is good. It's not amazing, but there are very few sitcoms. Not sitcoms, rom-coms, that are also great movies.
Yes, okay.
And this fits in the rom-com, and I am glad it was made because it is another one in an increasing number of queer in the mainstream rom-coms.
Yeah.
And as much as people are like, oh, it's just ticking the tropes, like, yeah, but we haven't had a movie that's ticked tropes until, like, you know, Love, Simon.
Yeah.
In the mainstream.
Mm.
And so, you know, the straights have thousands.
And it's ridiculous. We've
got, like, six.
They even have one I'm going to talk about in a second.
So, Bros, yeah, I thought was good.
Okay.
I've written more on our Letterboxd account if you want to go and do that. But the review by Brian Espitia gave it 3.5 stars, and he said, I desperately need Home Alone, but with Sarah Paulson to become a real thing.
Oh, was that referenced in the movie?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it was. Because one of the running jokes is that the, not Hallmark.
Lifetime.
Life Heart, or whatever they
Oh, yeah, called, okay.
Is making queer Christmas movies, and one of them is called Home Alone.
And Sarah Paulson
is in it.
She's a homo.
Yep. So, yep. That's, yeah. Bros,
all right.
Watch it. Think it's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
The other movie I watched.
If you could.
Yep.
make a Home Alone.
Yeah.
Who would you cast? You obviously couldn't cast a kid. Maybe it was a kid of a homo parents.
And the homos leave him alone.
Who would be who would be John Hurd and who would be John Hurd and Catherine O'Hara?
How old do we think these parents are?
Well, Catherine O'Hara was like, 24 in the movie or something. She was really young, wasn't she?
34, yeah.
So 30s, let's say 30s. Old enough to have kids ranging in age from 13 to 8.
Ricky Martin.
No, not an actor.
Well,
just acted straight for years. That's not the same thing.
What if it? Every gay I'm thinking about is too old. Well, the old man, the old man from Next Door is Ian McKellen. Is everybody gay in the movie?
Well, or like just the bros. Bros, everyone was on some LGBTQIA. Yeah.
Okay.
So the old man next door
is Caitlyn Jenner. So we have trans.
Okay. Could definitely
be Caitlyn Jenner. How about, I'm trying to think of gays playing gays.
Is Dan Levy old enough?
Well, I think Dan Levy.
Because he's also done Good then
that's,
Grief.
That's funny.
Good Grief is not funny.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. Oh, that is, yeah.
Good Grief's not good.
Okay. I'm not, might not watch it then. So Dan Levy.
I'd say Dan Levy.
Married to.
Married to. Coleman Domingo, so there's diversity.
Okay.
He might be too old.
So I just Googled gay actors. Okay. Jesse Tyler Ferguson?
No.
Matt Bomer? Does enough. I'm not not a fan.
And he's not going to get his shirt off in this, so I'm not watching it, Matt.
Yeah, okay. So Neil Patrick Harris? Too old. Zachary Quinto, Wentworth Miller, two out of it. Ian McKellen plays the man next door. Sean Hayes, too old.
Who was that? Zachary Quinto could be good.
Yeah, he could be good. Yeah, Coleman Domingo, actually, for some diversity.
Or Titus Burgess.
Yep. Bowen Yang?
Bowen Yang. Yeah, he, done. He,
no,
done.
Dan Levy then gets to play John Hurd because Bowen Yang is a bit more out there.
Yeah.
To go, Kevin!
Yeah.
Yeah. Bowen Yang and Dan Levy play the parents of a kid.
And then one of the scenes is the kid rummaging around the house and stumbling upon, like, some toys.
Okay.
Is that appropriate?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. I think that's cast pretty well.
Done. All right. You heard it here first, everyone.
Because they're also names. Like, they could make, I doubt they'd call it Home Alone.
No.
But if you're making Home Alone with queer parents, be those two.
And then the Conservatives wouldn't mind it so much because it makes gay parents look bad.
Yeah, because they left them at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just panic and squeal around the airport.
Would they have 47 kids?
Adopted a whole lot of different kids. So then you can tick more diversity boxes.
Yeah. And one's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
The one in the wheelchair is left. No, we can't do that.
Can't do that because they can't get up the stairs to throw the paint tins at everyone.
Anyway, that's what it is. Instead of like some of the traps being paint tins, it's like dildos and shit.
Stop trying to get dildos into a kids movie.
Yeah. No. That's what's happening. That's
Disney
what I'm writing.
Owns the rights to Home Alone. Well, it's not going to happen.
Maybe that's more of an SNL sketch. And then Bowen Yang's in
and
it.
And then Bowen Yang's in it
when
anyway.
When Dan Levy hosts.
When Dan Levy hosts. All right, good. What else have you watched?
Oh, I watched another terrible movie on Netflix.
Okay.
Look. She's back, even though nobody wanted her to be.
Lindsay
Lohan.
According to AI-generated movie posters, they're remaking Freaky Friday as well.
Jesus. According to AI-generated posters, they're remaking Golden Girls.
Oh, I saw that.
With Lisa. It's actually, the cast looks pretty decent. I would watch it.
I would watch it.
Maya Rudolph, Kristen
Wiig. As Blanche.
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow.
And I can't remember the last one.
No, it's Amy Poehler.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maya Rudolph. Tina Fey and Lisa Kudrow. But they had Amy Poehler as the oldest one, even though Lisa Kudrow is actually the oldest one.
Yeah.
And she would have been a great Sophia. Lisa Kudrow as a grumpy old woman would be great.
Yeah, I'd
Maya Rudolph as Blanche. Amy Poehler as Rose.
Yeah.
And then Tina Fey as Dorothy.
Yeah. Anyway, back to terrible ideas. Irish Wish starring Lindsay Lohan and nobody else you've ever heard of before.
Yeah.
Actually, there was one other person you've heard of before.
Okay.
The premise is stupid. So...
It's Spielers. I've heard of him.
Lindsay Lohan is a editor for this Irish author.
Okay.
She's in love with him. But nobody knows it except for her mum for some reason. And then her friends meet him and one of them falls in love. And so then 6 months later, they go on an island for them to get married. And Lindsay Lohan's all like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to my – the love of my life is getting married. Anywho, she goes to Ireland.
Yep.
And then sits on a tree and makes a wish. And then this magical woman appears and she –
It's not a leprechaun, is it?
No, it's okay. Just a woman. And then the wish comes true and then it's like alternate reality where you actually are marrying him.
Oh, okay, because the picture on the Rotten Tomatoes review has her in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
Does she even wear the wedding dress? Anyway, look, it's stupid. She's not awful. I'm going to say it.
Okay. Is she Lindsay Lohan standard?
Well, it's not Mean Girls standard.
Okay.
But it's better than that other one. Did we watch that Christmas one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Okay. Yeah, well, that also wasn't a great movie.
The other thing as well, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, plays her mum.
Yep.
She is truly awful.
Really?
Awful.
Wow. All I know her from is Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, and Live and Let Die.
Yeah, and then she married King Henry VIII. That's it.
Yes. Yes.
So she is terrible, and then other people are terrible. My favorite line of the movie was when, is this a spoiler? She walks into the wedding.
I'm not going to watch it.
Lindsay Lohan walks into the wedding and goes, "Hi, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm whatever her name is." I'm like, it's your wedding, bitch. Who but doesn't
it,
know you?
Is it her wedding but her friend's guest list because of the alternate reality?
Well, I don't know.
That could be part of the wish.
It's fucking stupid. But I watched the whole thing. It only goes to like 80 minutes or something.
1 hour. Yeah, 1 hour 14, I think it says on Google.
So it's terrible. It's one of those movies where I watched it and something happened. I'm like, where did he come from?
Oh, okay.
It's one of those.
So they just kind of write a story but don't link all the things together.
Yeah, it's kind of, I get the idea of it, but it was bad.
Okay.
It was just too tropey. Meet cutes and wishes
You're meant to take the
she's
tropes.
She's so clumsy.
Oh.
And that happens. And then she's thing, but then are they really should be together? Should they not? Are you really in love with him?
You're meant to get the tropes and then do things with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't enough with them.
There's some things that we actually haven't recommended to watch anything this
week. No, we've said what to avoid on Netflix is my...
You can watch Bros.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll watch Bros.
People can watch Bros. All right? That's it. Next week, I'm going to have something to recommend.
Great.
Because I think there's something I've watched that we don't have time to talk about. I'm going to talk about next week.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. Like and subscribe and tell your friends. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.